Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 5 of the Minor Prophets, where we are still with Jonah. Today, grace to take the next step. John Blanchard once wrote, "If Jonah's disobedience is one of the lowest points in Scripture, this is one of the highest. It is a glorious display of God's love, mercy, grace, and patience." Our text today is from Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it the message that I tell you.' So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he called out, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.' And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them." Notice, if you will, the similarity of Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 say, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.'" After all of Jonah's rebellion and running, God still comes to him a second time with the same message. God's extraordinary grace grants Jonah a second chance. John Blanchard writes, "Christians should take heart from this. We may feel spiritually dry or sense that we are no longer enjoying the close walk with God we once knew. We may feel that we are fruitless and virtually useless. We may have allowed our devotional life to wither and our Bible reading to become an almost reluctant duty rather than the delight we once knew it to be. We may even think that we are in a backslidden state with little signs of recovery. If so, we should read Jonah's story, especially his testimony in chapter 2, and notice again that God never abandoned him. We should see that as soon as Jonah cried out to God from a full heart, God responded in mercy and grace. It is impossible for anybody to take a step back toward God without God taking a step toward them, and God takes bigger steps. After God takes his bigger steps toward Jonah in grace, Jonah finally takes his first step in obedience. He arose and went to Nineveh. This would be a long journey of repentance. Scholars estimate that Jonah had at least a week-long journey to Nineveh. In addition, Scripture states that the size of Nineveh required a 3-day trip to cross it once Jonah arrived. Turning around from disobedience is not easy, but any step back to God is a step in the right direction. As God extends His grace, dedicate yourself to whatever journey He calls you to. Returning to the center of God's will for your life will be worth every step. Some questions to consider. First, how does God's grace encourage you to obey Him? As you take spiritual steps in the right direction, how can you find fulfillment in the journey and the destination? And finally, in what ways is the parable of the prodigal son, found in Luke 15, verses 11 through 32, similar to Jonah's story. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.